You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hello, yay! Hello, AfterBuzz fans. Bing is for doing, and if you're just tuning in, this is the after show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. There's so much juicy stuff to talk about. Last night's episode, we just have to dig in. We can't waste any more time. So I'm going to go around the panel really quickly.
Hey guys, I'm Susan Hahn.
Susan Hahn.
I'm Susan Hahn. Follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn.
I'm Adrian Verrill. Follow me at Adrian_Verrill. I'm not in my usual spot today. I feel so far away from Deanna.
I know, and but you're I got, so tan and pretty today.
Oh, thank you, but I got Susan next to me, so I'm happy.
And I am Deanna Vaughn, also known as your go-to girl. You can tweet me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. And I want to remind you guys, please rate us on iTunes. You can download our podcast for absolutely nothing. Make your comments. We love to hear from you, whether it's good, bad, indifferent. We love to read it all, so keep that coming. Now, we have to dig into this episode. It's absolutely like...
Drama.
Every week it's been drama, and I love it!
I know, me too. So. Yes. I'm so embarrassed that I love this show.
I know.
I love it.
It's so freaking good. The title of this episode is Best Friends for Never. Never, ever, ever. Essentially, this whole episode is about one thing. It's about, we could just call it the deck, because...
The deck.
Oh,
because
God.
Basically all of this drama is erupting, mm-hmm. You know, Jacqueline, Carolyn, Teresa, of course, because she's in the middle of everything. But before we dig into that, we did get an update on Ashley.
Oh.
Okay. Yes. So what do we think? Are we surprised to hear, because basically Jacqueline was on the, that's where it all started.
Jacqueline got
everything
her
happened
Baileys.
On that damn deck. So Jacqueline was on the deck. She had her Baileys. She had her coffee. She was getting updates from her ex-husband about how Ashley was doing. And are we surprised to hear that Ashley hasn't changed?
No. Her ex-husband was like, I don't even know how you and Chris put up with her for this long. You guys are so patient. I mean, Jacqueline was like, hold on. Let me enjoy my cup of coffee and let me spike it with some Baileys.
Yeah. I know. I mean, were we thinking that based off of them giving her some tough love, kicking her out of the house, that she'd finally grow up a little bit and come to her senses?
I was super rebellious growing up, mm-hmm. and I just needed just to do things my own way without being told how, when, why, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I don't like taking direction. I don't like being told what to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Well, for me, it was just, that's my personality. Yeah. I know I'm not going to go and do something crazy, or I'm not going to do something stupid, but...
Mm-hmm. It's on your own time.
Right, but Ashley, I don't know. I mean, she's a hot mess. I know she's in California now, and she's in Santa Monica.
I was going to say, fast forward. Well, now we know, because basically her stepfather said, okay, get the hell out.
Yeah, you
know,
and her real dad was probably like, bye, go to California.
That's exactly what he said.
He said, bye, don't take it.
I think with Jacqueline, too, it's good to know it's not just her. Like, that her ex-husband is dealing with the same wrath of Ashley. Yeah. So for Jacqueline, it's a little more closure, or at least it's not her. It's not a personal attack.
Right.
So I think
not
that's
knowing
important.
That it's her.
Because Ashley's going to be Ashley. Like you said, she's going to come on her own time. I'm the same way. You know, I don't like authority. It's going to happen. When it happens.
Because what? She's 20? She's 21? How is she
probably
now?
Probably 21 now. Oh, 20, probably. Okay.
I mean, fast forward. Now we know that she's living here in Santa Monica, which we all know ain't cheap. So I do wonder what she's doing, where she's working, how she's supporting herself. I wish she'd come on the damn show, Ashley. Hello.
Right?
We're missing Giselle today. We're missing Giselle, our Twitter guru, who, you know, is basically in contact with her, you know, 24/7.
Right.
But I would love to know how she's supporting herself and what's going on.
I think Giselle mentioned that she had a boyfriend. And she starting. Mm-hmm. She started up. What was it? A clothing line or something?
Oh God, I am so tired of these celebrities and their goddamn clothing lines. It means nothing anymore. I'm sorry. No offense, Ashley, but like everybody is doing
right.
it.
No, I agree.
If you have the platform with reality television though to do it, then who's not going to do it though? Right. I don't blame them, but it's like you might as well try, but know that you might fail.
It.
Right. You know,
because
it's not original
it.
Anymore.
Don't yeah.
it's not
exactly. It's not original.
It's not original, but it's a good platform. If you can do it, do it.
It is. It
but
is.
I said I think it might be a clothing line. It could be something yeah, right? else. Yeah, okay. So let's not rip her ass.
Ashley, you can call yes. in at 256-424-1729 and let us know. but I guess just to wrap Ashley up, I'm not surprised. I was hoping, I was rooting for her. Mm-hmm. I was really rooting for her, at least within the show, that things would get better. But to your point, Adrian, I am glad that like Jacqueline can sit back and say, huh, it's not me. I'm not always the bad parent, the bad mom. It's, right. you know, her dad's dealing with the same issues.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right. So let's get to the meat and potatoes of this episode.
Before we get to the deck.
The deck.
I don't know if I'm feeling... Kathy's little come to Jesus meeting with the magazine and Melissa and her sisters, and it's like, let's talk about this. That was a little tacky. Melissa fixing her makeup was a little tacky mm-hmm. when, you know, Kathy was...
Yeah, powdering her nose.
Right. It's like, you're hula hooping. Bitch, calm down. You know, it's like
you know what's so weird too is after
you
the
know
whole,
I'm not a fan.
No, we know, right? I know, but you know. I am right.
I know. You are.
But I have to say, after I saw Teresa or read her blog, which I told you was like uh-huh. 5 billion pages long,
right?
I started to see where she was coming from, and now I'm looking at it a little differently. When I see Melissa and Kathy, I'm almost thinking like. Maybe they did kind of overstep their boundary
well, right.
with
this
coming
is where
onto
we
her
left
show.
Off, right. Well, this is where we left off last week, where we're like, okay, now things are finally unraveling, where Teresa did not have a good relationship with her sister-in-law.
To begin with.
And that's a fact. Her back. And we found out this episode
that she went to Danielle.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Okay, yeah. Well. I was like, right. But like, when I see Kathy do that, those things now, because Kathy was, like you said, the voice of reason, the new Caroline. Right. Mm-hmm. And Melissa, to me, I just was taking it for what she is. She's looking like she's trying to mend things. She's, you know, she's actually putting forth an effort. But now I'm seeing, okay, that might be all good and dandy.
Right.
But she's still, it's the fact that she came onto Teresa's show with, like, now I see how Teresa can kind of be defensive.
I get Teresa's side. At the same time, Bravo TV came to Melissa and Kathy. So it's not like they just, you know,
no, right, but they have the choice to say yes or say no.
Knowing that it could affect the family completely.
Yeah, but you know what? Why would they say
well,
no?
I'm
that's
jump
an opportunity
ahead.
To make money.
I know.
Money
that's the tricky
you know
thing.
Well,
this,
well I'm going to jump right. ahead to watch what happens live.
Okay.
Teresa mentioned a very, very valid point. She said, you know, that conversation between my brother and I was private. And Andy said, do you regret it? She goes, no, because it was a private conversation mm-hmm. that happened 2 months before we were shooting. Oh. And he brought it up 2 months later. And this is a whole, your wife might leave you or cheat mm-hmm. on you now right. that she has a record deal. Mm-hmm. So that was in private. So why is he bringing this up two months later?
Well, now that we've got a little background behind that, I agree. Like, to bring it up 2 months later, that's him purposely trying to stir things
and
up.
And I don't think it's obviously. Him stirring it. I think it's Melissa. I think it's
well,
the woman
do we
behind.
Think at the end of the day it's all about trying to get ratings and trying to get on magazines? Because essentially, this whole episode. This was a catalyst for this episode. A freaking okay. gossip magazine.
There's two people. There's the Manzos, like such as Dina and her husband, and the other Manzos that do not want to be on camera.
Right.
And then there are the Giudices, the Gorgas, the Waikilis that want to be on television.
Right. Right.
I mean, you know, if fame is so glamorized in our culture, it's like
it really
I want.
Is.
I mean, why, we are doing what we're doing because we love being on camera. We
right.
love connecting to people.
Right.
So, yeah, so it's by human nature. Yeah, they want to be on camera. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, I think they're going to do whatever they're going to do to knock whoever down to make themselves look good and stay on this network.
I just feel like Teresa, at the end of the day, she can't blame them if the network came to them and said, hey, we heard there was some drama going on with your family. You guys want to be in the show? I don't think she can blame them
for that. I understand
that.
No, and I think, you know what, I do... agree with that, but I think mm-hmm. Teresa's just taking her frustration out mm-hmm. on the fact that this was her family drama ahead of time, and now it is being aired out for the whole entire world to see that she's taking it on them because they did sign on for it. But,
right.
so I think that's where Teresa's coming from, which is what I actually see. And do I agree with it? Not necessarily, because I do think that what Melissa and Kathy, I mean, what, to save the family, not go on the show, they're still going to have their issues anyways.
Right.
And it could also be just common etiquette. Maybe she wanted a phone call saying, is this going to really bother you? Is this going to be what's
right.
going to really
well,
crack?
Well, I didn't mean to cut you off, but according to Melissa, when they were on Wendy Williams last week, Wendy flat out asked them, you know, about that whole situation. And Melissa said, look, we got a phone call on Friday. I called Teresa on Sunday to tell her about it. So I don't know what she's talking about. So who knows what the truth is?
It's not about, I don't think Teresa's saying that she didn't know about it. And all of a sudden it's season three and the, oh my God, my family's here. I don't think that's what she's saying. Yeah. I think what she's saying is, bottom line, she did not want her family on the show.
Right.
And Melissa did not. Yeah, exactly. But Melissa did not waste any time promoting her ass with a record deal. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I get it. Yeah.
Everybody has their own agenda.
And even Teresa, did you hear what Andy said about getting on the show in the first place? She was kind of like, 11 months it took her to actually sign.
Right.
So she was kind of like, ooh, do I want to put my whole life out there? Like, she definitely struggled with it at first and then obviously chose to be on it.
Right.
But knowing that it was her and her friends.
And then she had mentioned, I wanted to be on a show with friends and strangers.
Yes.
She never said friends and family.
So I get where she's coming from. I actually understand it, but it's not necessarily fair for her to take it out on Melissa.
And how she's taking it.
And how she's doing it. But I actually, for once, see both sides.
I think at the end of the day, when the cameras are off and all this Real Housewives business is done, they're all going to just have so much regret. Like, say, was this really worth it? Because at the end of the day, they are family. They're related by blood. Their family's going to live far beyond the show.
Right.
You know? But are they going to be able to deal with the consequences of what's happening? You know?
I mean, it just gets dirtier and dirtier because...
Dirty! Yes.
You know, if Melissa makes a comment, Teresa's going to make a comment.
I know.
And then the husband's getting involved.
Tit for tat.
It is. It's going to go back and forth.
Tit for tat.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to regret it. I know that's going to be a long road ahead of them for them to fix this mess that's created.
I know. Well, let's dig into Jacqueline. That was huge.
Jacqueline stepped it up.
She did this episode, compared to last episode. And you know what? Before we really hit on Jacqueline, I thought a couple things that I want to point out is Chris, Jacqueline's husband, right?
Yes.
Yes. Chris
love
Lareda.
Him.
He said some really like profound things about friendship that I was just like, wow. He made the comment about how
he was,
you know,
buy.
Like they were going to buy, like if Teresa and Joe's stuff went to auction, that they were going to help them out as friends and go and like buy everything and give it back to them. Yeah. Like, wow. Like, the fact that like those are their friends and that's not your family and that's what you'd been willing to do for them, like huge.
Yeah.
So him saying that and then just seeing the fallout between Teresa and Jacqueline, and I don't know what to believe or who to believe, but it just, I can understand why Jacqueline's feelings were so hurt because she's, and I've got tons to talk about like in news and gossip.
Right.
But she's sitting here thinking, okay, is my friend really like, is she really like going into bankruptcy and is all this shit happening? And is she going to jail?
Because
yes, this is what it was all about.
It's not the bankruptcy.
Or,
it's
you know,
jail.
Is she just, is just for the camera? So she didn't know, but yet her friend didn't come and tell her about it. So
I don't think she should be crying about it. I mean,
I just think she's an emotional person and that's how she responds.
That, but it's like if Teresa is going through something with her family and it is hurting their pride, it is just they're taking a beating right now. They really are. And if there's certain things that she wants to pick and choose what she wants.
Right.
Listen, if she's going to go to jail, I don't think she'll be parading around like, hey.
Saying I'm going to go to jail. That's what I thought. I was like, is it really the friend's
place? Popo's picking
me
up.
So why are you so upset about? Obviously, she's not going to jail yet. Right. And I mean, it's just, come on. I mean, use your brain on that.
I mean, that's, you're talking about jail, you're talking about bankruptcy, you know, personal things that...
Yeah, heavy stuff.
And even, like, when they were talking about building something for the grandparents.
A carport or something,
I know they can judge and be like, oh, well, for somebody that doesn't have money,
no,
why would you do
but
that?
But Joe Gorga is a contractor. Joe Giudice.
Yeah.
He's the one building it. It's right.
So that's why I just feel like now, because, like, Joe Gorga was seen saying, oh, for somebody that doesn't have money, why would you do that? And I was like, wait a second. Now I'm seeing how they are digging so much at Teresa. Like,
wow,
really
but
do.
You know what though? On the same token, I'm gonna play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
When you have money issues and you put it out there, like when it's out there, like so basically at this point it's out there, the whole bankruptcy thing for both of them. When you put shit like that out there, I don't want to say you're inviting people to count your money in your pockets, but in a sense, you kind of are. So that, like, now everybody's looking at them. And if you even recall, Caroline, when they were at the table, like, after the fight, she said, oh, nice bag. Did you catch that?
Yes, I did on the way
out.
I
was like, oh.
I know.
Now it's just like, I'm not saying it's right,
but I'm just
saying the fact that their financial issues are out there for the world to see, every little thing that they buy, people are going to scrutinize.
Yeah, I understand that, but after you file for bankruptcy, whatever mm-hmm. you make after that is mm-hmm. yours, correct or no?
I don't know what the rules are.
I think
are.
That's what they're saying, because the $250,000 deal, she said a month after, even though she had signed it 2 weeks before the bankruptcy.
Well, that's why she might be going to jail, because she hid her book advance. Yeah.
Yeah.
But allegedly.
So, I mean, she is making money still. She is still making money. Well, it's not like they claim bankruptcy and then that's it.
Right.
And they're like literally broke.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They're rebuilding their life.
They're rebuilding their life. And mm-hmm. I mean, how do you know that she didn't have that bag before? Like, I don't rock all my bags all in one week.
Oh, no. I agree with you. I just think, if
my friend was like, oh, is that a new bag? Or are those new shoes?
Nice.
Shut the F up. Like, back up. And thank you. It's like,
it's really,
mind your business.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And I'm sure, and this is what we're seeing in this circle. I'm sure she's getting it left and right, up and down. And she's getting so much heat from it that with your friends, you just kind of want some normalcy.
Yeah,
normalcy. And you just want to not talk about it sometimes. It's not that because I don't think of you as a great friend. It's just when I'm ready to vent, I'll go there. And so I sympathize with Teresa on that.
And I think it's hard, too, because she's not going to confide in Melissa, first of all, because they already have their beef.
Well, no.
Kathy's on Team Melissa. So who does she have left? Jacqueline and Caroline. Caroline she's not getting along with. Mm-mm. So really, she's going to want to tell Jacqueline things that are really close to her, knowing that it's going to go boom, 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 right down the telephone.
Do you guys agree with Teresa when she said, I'm being ambushed? Do you guys feel like she was ambushed?
Caroline
scared the shit out of me.
That was such a funny scene.
I read her blog, and she did think that she was ambushed. Uh-huh. Now, who knows in terms of editing and all that kind of stuff, but it seemed genuine. Caroline said, I was dropping off the girls' clothes, and
agreed.
It just happened.
But so I can see why she would be like, oh my God, I'm set up. Right. I can see that, but I don't think she was.
I don't think she was set up either.
I don't think so.
But Caroline had no problem sitting down and just jumping right in and being like, listen.
I think we needed to see that, though. Like, I think this whole season has been building up to that because they've really never had their, like, beef with each other. And finally,
is an ambush, because she's already having a very heated conversation with Jacqueline, and Caroline decided, okay, now this is
but she didn't know that. She didn't know she was walking into that.
She knew there was yelling, though.
She walked on the deck. She's like, okay, what's going on? But at the same time, she didn't go over her house knowing that.
But Caroline's real. Caroline's not going to just sit back and not say anything. Caroline's real. She's going to say how she's feeling at the time.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter, what else is going on. Right. She's going to say it.
I agree.
Well, Caroline, she had a really great quote that I like. She said, I was nothing more than an accessory to you. Basically talking about her relationship with Teresa, how basically this whole time she's been a good friend to her, but Teresa, just her actions, her speaking about, you know, her kids and her book, and Teresa sitting there saying, I didn't talk about your kid.
I think
Teresa has a lot of owning up to do.
I agree. I think that Teresa has a lot of owning up to do, and this is a very poor way of retaliating, but I think this was Teresa's way of retaliating towards Caroline and Kathy about befriending Melissa so much and being so involved and saying, oh, you know what? You be the bigger person, or Melissa's not that bad. It's like they don't know the history.
Right.
They don't know the history about Melissa and Teresa. And she comes along and everyone's like, oh, younger, better version. You know what she is, but I don't want to hear it. You know, and Teresa's like, I don't want to hear this all the time.
Yeah.
I already have my drama with her.
Right.
You guys are my friends. You know, it's like you guys don't know the real Melissa. And Teresa has a hard time articulating her words.
She definitely does.
Expressing her feelings and her anger and her hurt and all that.
And on this episode, I feel like Jacqueline did too a little bit. But before we go any further, speaking of accessories, because that was Carolyn's line from one of my favorite quotes, I want to tell all you AfterBuzzers about our affiliate program with Amazon.com. So if you normally shop on Amazon.com for accessories or books or tennis rackets or earrings, hula hoops. All we're doing.
Or bankruptcy for dummies.
Bankruptcy for dummies. That's a good one. Basically, what we're asking you to do is check out our affiliate program, which is on AfterBuzzTV.com. What you have to do is click on the link for Amazon affiliate program on our website. And what happens is we get tons of fun little kickbacks. It means we're able to bring you lots of fun new shows. We're able to bring you guests and keeps the lights on and microphones and all that kind of fun stuff. So if you're going to shop at Amazon.com already, all we're doing is asking you to go to AfterBuzzTV.com.
And it's free.
And click on the banner. And it's free.
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 Like
free.
iTunes.
Yay. Okay, let's get back to talking about these bitches.
Okay.
So, Where were we?
Oh my gosh, where were we?
Okay, is it time for us to dig into
Jacqueline,
the whole?
Let's talk about Jacqueline.
So
she has trouble voicing her
opinion. I think she really had a hard time voicing her opinion, but there's a part of that that was endearing to me because it told me how important her friendship with Teresa was to her, which is why it was a little difficult for her to really get her point across because she was really hurt and like she was getting emotional, she was crying. Like, do you guys feel that it was genuine?
It was genuine, but I think, I mean, bottom line, Jacqueline said, I need to distance myself from you and your family.
I know.
And you can tell that Teresa was genuinely hurt because right there, Caroline was like, I'm not your friend. You're not my friend. And she just, two friendships just broke up.
Yeah. Do you think Jacqueline had to do that based off of what's going on with the family, based on the fact that Caroline is her sister-in-law? You know what I mean? Like, because at the end of the day, blood is thicker than water. And, like, that is her family. So
Jacqueline was still friends with Danielle, though, even when they didn't, like... I think Jacqueline will make her own decisions, but I think Jacqueline was truly felt betrayed by Teresa herself, which is why she jumped in to say her piece. Because Caroline can hate her all she wants.
That she doesn't know
that she doesn't
what's
tell her
going...
I, that's the thing. Is like, is it really a... I mean, I can see Caroline. I mean, Jacqueline has every reason to feel hurt. That's her emotions. Yeah. That's fine. But it's not necessarily a reason to avoid the friendship.
To end a friendship. I don't know.
I just...
Well, I think that, you know, Jacqueline... I understand Jacqueline's frustration because she's like, what is your story? What's the real story? Are you getting paid for these magazines or you're not? Because you're telling me that you are, and the next week you're saying that you're not.
Last week, she basically implied that she wasn't. Right. This week, we just don't know. It's like she flip-flops the truth.
Okay, so how do these magazine covers work?
I have no idea.
Do you get paid for all of these? I'm assuming you do.
I don't know. Can somebody call in and let us know or tweet us from Us Weekly, Living So Single. What's that magazine? I'm sorry.
Which one? Us?
What?
Us?
Life and Style.
Life and Style.
Living Social.
That's Living it. Single.
No, but
budget.
She, Teresa said it in the previous episode. She said that. She already admitted that she got paid for it. With the dog and all that stuff.
Right.
But maybe
but then
she
this
meant
week
that
when she
magazine.
Was asked, right. when she was asked this week, she said, no, I don't get paid for anything. And so that's why Caroline caught her. She was just like, well, last week you said A, B, and C.
Right.
You looked me in the face. You knew that the article was out there and you didn't like have the courtesy to say smack
Listen,
to me.
These magazines are tabloid magazines.
They are.
They're not always 100% true.
I agree.
They're not always 100%, you know. Legit. So I don't know. I think that I understand Jacqueline's hurt and I understand Caroline's frustration, but it's like, I think there is a different way you can handle it on both sides, on Teresa's side and on Jacqueline.
I just think
Caroline's
Teresa
side.
Doesn't like to be confronted about these things on TV. As much as she puts herself out there, it's a TV thing. It's when Melissa brought up the jail thing. So it's weird. Can they not talk? Do they have a contract where they can't talk to each other like without the cameras on? Because that could have been solved without the cameras.
Exactly.
If Jacqueline confronted Teresa without the cameras there and talked about that, I think it would have gone a lot smoother because Jacqueline could have brought it up. Teresa could have been honest, but she can't be honest on camera.
Exactly, I agree.
You know, I need to consult my friend. Oh, one of my good friends is a supervising producer for this show.
Can we bring her in?
She doesn't like being on camera.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't like being on camera.
Well, then you get the scoop behind the scenes.
So I will get this. I will. Hopefully, she can tell me as much as she can. But she worked on the show, so
good.
She was a big dog on the show, so she should be able to know a little bit.
I'm curious
more than the average person.
Why would if they could talk about it behind the scenes? Then when it came to camera time, maybe it wouldn't be so. It's almost like they wait for the camera to do it.
Well, that's
the whole point.
But Jacqueline doesn't seem like she's that bold to do that. To be honest with you, like
I think she reached a breaking point. She really did.
Yeah.
I think she just felt like, my God, I've always been there to support Teresa. You heard what her husband said.
Right.
We would have bought their shit, you know, and given it back to them. That's how much we care about them.
Right.
So for Teresa to be going through what she's going through and basically for Jacqueline to have to get the information about her friend from goddamn magazine, I can see where she'd be hurt.
Right, but it's not true because she's not going to jail.
But she didn't know that. She didn't know that because her friend didn't come to her and tell her.
If there was a magazine saying that I'm going to jail and I'm just chilling with you guys here, like, wouldn't you guys be like, okay, that's obviously
not
a crock of shit.
But you would probably say something. No, you'd probably be like, okay, I know you guys probably saw this magazine that says I'm going to jail. Look, let me set the record straight. I'm not going
but
to jail.
But she's like
you
a true Italian. She's like the goth. Like, she can't, like, let that just
break
she can't
it down.
Talk about it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Teresa, I can see where she's coming from. It's that.
Are Italians very
it's that
guarded?
Pride.
Are they very, like, guarded?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Very much. Like, they're very loud because it can be confused with it because it's very loud and
I'm
where
I'm
their emotions.
I'm just kidding.
Wear your emotions on your sleeve. But at the same time, when I'm, you know, when I want to, you can like keep it in, and you just, they're like, yeah, the Godfather. You just sit there and you're like, and you wait for everything to kind of play out.
And
like,
Teresa's very traditional.
She is.
Super, hello.
I mean, the big things, she's, you know, she'll flip tables. Sure. Yeah. She'll flip tables.
Prostitution whore.
But when it comes down to her money, her family, that's going to be on the DL. She's going to protect that as much as she can. So I see that. But you know,
I get it.
You know what else, though, Jacqueline's argument was, besides the whole jail thing and not telling, was that Teresa only talks about herself and that she doesn't care about Jacqueline. So that was another issue. But
it's kind of true, though.
It's very true with how Ashley, she never once asked about Ashley. Yeah. And Chris even was in the background saying, you know, she'll call every morning. It's like clockwork, 8 a.m. But you know what, though?
When did she ever ask about what's going on?
But that's not a new thing, though. Like, yeah. Teresa, they've been friends for how long? Teresa's always
But it's a good point, though. Like, she always has her back. But, like, you know, Jacqueline's going through a lot of shit with her daughter. Like, right. Where are you, you know gonna, what, though? Where's the support?
I had a friend like that, and I'm still friends with her because I said, you know, I love you to death, but I know your schedule. I know when your next vacation is, or I know what time you go to lunch. I know what you ate for lunch. I know, you know, what your plans are this weekend. But you don't ask me how I'm doing or what I've been doing with my life. But ever since that conversation, It's changed.
That's good.
Okay, that's good.
Because there's some friends that will only say like that.
Might just be like, well, I don't know. I just figured, you know, like, if you have something to say, you'll say it. Mm-hmm. Right. And some people are very like, well, I don't like to pry in your business.
Well, asking you what you had for lunch isn't prying in your business. Well, you know what I'm saying? But you get what I'm saying. Yeah.
But it's like some people just voluntarily give up information. And some people need to be asked. And sometimes, yes, you need to be asked. But... Mm-hmm. You just got to have that conversation. You just have to let it know. Like, sometimes, hey, it would be nice if you asked me how I'm doing or how my daughter is doing or, you know, what's going on in my life lately, you know?
Or accept that that's just the way it's going to be, even if they don't, if it's one way.
I mean, they are grown women with children. This is a very simple conversation that you can... And then going forward, if Teresa's like, I don't care about you anyways, going back to me, then I can understand where this frustration and where this buildup is coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think now it's just proving, you know, it's just another example of how Teresa, it's like another example of how she's just inconsiderate or, you know, a bad friend. That's really what it is at this point, you know? It's just another thing to add on to the list. But it's also a valid point from Jacqueline. She was bottling that up, but now she's kind of bringing it out, and it's like...
I mean, well, now it's just... do we think it's really over between Teresa and Jacqueline?
Well, the reunion.
Well, and scenes for next week, and we'll get to that a little later with predictions, but yeah, it sounds like it might be...
Because even up today, they're not friends, and that's...
And Carolyn has already spoken her piece, and I'm actually glad she didn't. And I didn't see it as her being a bully. I just saw it as she said what she basically needed to say at the wedding, but of course she wasn't going to do it at her brother's wedding. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know what I was just thinking? Wait. Okay, wait. You finish on this thought, because mine's a different thought. Finish on this one.
Teresa burned her and her family on her cookbook, but you know what? She's burning Teresa on live TV by siding with Melissa or making her comments and her dick. So it's the same shit. It's just not on print.
Well, okay. Remember what Caroline said? Basically, she caught Teresa in a lie because she said, you know, you told us, you know, not to talk to Melissa and not to talk to Kathy. And she kept denying it. And then she said it.
But listen, I don't blame her. If you're coming out, these are my friends. Mm-hmm. And then my sister-in-law comes, you know, why would you want your friends to go be with your sister-in-law? Like, I am very much pride myself on loyalty and friendship, and I'm gonna have my friends back, and if they don't like somebody, I probably won't like them. That's how loyal of a friend I am.
Right.
I'm not gonna go sit there with the enemy.
I get it, but at this point it's a little too late because these women are now part of the show. So she doesn't have any control over that.
Right.
And also, Dina is friends with Teresa. Mm-hmm.
And not speaking with Caroline.
So I mean, I kind of see where Caroline's coming from. She's like, well, I don't owe it to you're speaking with my sister, who I'm fighting with right now. Like, I'm kind of just going to do what I want. Like, I'm going to talk to Melissa if I want to talk to Melissa. She said, I have my own ears, my own eyes. Mm-hmm. So I it's like a big mess. It's like there's so many morals that get mixed up in here. It's like family but loyalty to friendships. Mm-hmm. And it's like it really just gets all mixed up into one jumble. Yeah.
Well, I think that Caroline and Teresa are officially done. Mm-hmm. Dunzo.
And Caroline will friendship. X you. She'll
I
X
mean,
you out.
Yeah, like horse head in the bed. Done. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's over. What do y'all think?
I think they're over. I think they've been over for a while.
Mm-hmm. I just think Caroline finally got it out. I was actually, although this whole episode was literally just the freaking being on the deck and the fighting. Mm-hmm. That was right. That's all we saw. But yeah. I think, you know, maybe we got a little resolution that we needed. You know, Caroline got everything out. Jacqueline got her feelings on the table. Boom, we're done.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, because I was like, wait, what else was on the episode?
You know,
I'm looking at the topics.
That was
it. Fight on deck.
Fight on deck.
What about Lauren's? What about Lauren's weight? Because
we're gonna get to that after a commercial. Commercial.
Hey there, good buddy.
Cute commercial.
Handles Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man. No, I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. You know, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Wooly Bear sent you.
Oh, we're back. Okay. So, I think the next part of this, since we pretty much wrapped up talking about the fights on the mm-hmm. deck, essentially this is all about news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so first off, we want to talk about Lauren Manzo. Hold the bus. Let's talk about Lauren Manzo. We know basically this whole season she has been talking about her weight, her weight, her weight. She's unhappy with her size. She's unhappy with how she looks. You know, she feels like her brothers are good looking and, you know, don't have to struggle with their weight. Her Caroline actually lost weight on her own. Her father lost weight. Well, now
with
the lap band. And we even heard Albert talking in this episode saying, you know what? Like, it's such a battle with food. And this is something that I can actually commiserate with, too. It's a battle with food. And, you know, basically, you know, it's a battle with pasta. And sometimes you lose. But you know what? I'm going to be there for my daughter. And if she needs a lap band, I'm going to get it for her. Well, that's what she got.
She got the lap band.
She got the lap band. She's
Yay!
Got the big story in Us Weekly. Marissa, when you get a chance, we have a fantastic before and after picture of Lauren. Okay, let's look at Lauren. Look at her on the left. Look at her on the right.
No, she's hot. Wow.
First of all, her tits are huge.
Yeah, they are.
Huge, but she looks like a different girl.
She does look like a different girl.
I knew she was going to be hot, though. She already was cute. I always liked her.
And isn't it so funny, too, because when people lose weight, it's like they get the hair dye, they get new makeup.
Oh, yeah.
So, like,
Well, plus they put the crappy first picture of her.
I know.
She's like five chins. Poor girl.
No, she looks like a different girl, but
she does look like a different
apparently
girl.
She's lost 30 pounds. She wants to lose another 35, but she has openly admitted that she got the lap band to do it. What do we think about that? I know
love
I have my
that
opinion.
She admitted it, first of all.
Okay.
I love that she didn't go around the beat around the bush like people that
like Star Jones
that get surgery and lie about it, or even just like, you know, whoever Kim Kardashian with a nose job. Like, we all know you got a nose job, honey.
Right.
But whatever.
Right.
I'm so glad that I want happiness for her. I really do. I don't care how she had to get there.
Right.
I know it was, you know, we might say, well, she's kind of not that big to begin with. Maybe she shouldn't have gotten it.
Right.
I say, do what you got to do, honey. If she obviously qualified through the doctors have to, you know, basically accept you for tips for the weight loss to make sure it's okay for your body. Mm-hmm. She obviously got accepted, so it was fine.
Well, before I give my opinion, I do want to say that she does look fantastic. Mm-hmm. And she seems like she's genuinely more confident with herself. And so at the end of the day, as woman to woman, I'm glad that she found her strength and her power.
Right.
However, I think she copped out. This is a bad message she's sending out the wrong message. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's admitted that she does. Maybe I don't like dieting, or maybe I just want to complain about it.
Right.
You know what? Not everybody could afford lap band.
Right.
And she's privileged. She's privileged where her parents could get her a trainer, where she can eat organically, where she can eat fresh produce, and where she can do it the old-fashioned way. And I think that she copped out. I think she copped out completely.
Is it a bad message that Jacqueline got a breast lift after having a baby? You know what I'm saying?
Like, and reduction. No, that's different. That's different. I mean, that's after a baby.
But that's for, like, confidence and, like, well, she's been 24 years struggling her whole life.
You know, I have many friends that had to get their breasts reduced because it's not just about, you know, confidence.
It's not about vanity. Or, yeah.
Right. It's physical problems, like back problems.
But being fat is a physical problem.
Well, okay. I've got a couple opinions about this. Okay. First opinion is, I am proud of her for talking about this on camera, because I think as women, you know, weight is a sensitive issue, you know, and body image and all that kind of stuff. It's something that's like, you know, you open up a magazine and magazines dictate what we're supposed to look like. So you have all these girls, you know, putting their fingers down their throat and doing all kinds of crazy things to try and like fit this ideal of beauty. So I do applaud her for, you know, putting this out on television. Mm-hmm. But I'm kind of on the same boat with Susan. Yeah. I kind of feel like, was she big enough to do the lap band? You know, like, is she sending out the right message? Because at the end of the day, whether she likes it or not, she's being seen as an example. You know, young girls who watch this show, they're looking at you, you know, if they're trying to lose weight, you know. So if some girl who's trying to lose 20 pounds, she's going to instantly say, oh, you know what? Well, Lauren did the lap band. So, you know, let me try and get the lap band instead of trying to do it like the traditional way.
Traditional.
Now, me, myself, I can totally identify with what Lauren has gone through. I lost 40 pounds last year.
Word.
And I did not. Yay! I didn't use a lap band, you know?
Right.
But, and so there's a part of me that is just like, okay, yeah, do what you have to do. But, like, when you're in the public eye, I think you do have a certain sense of responsibility.
Can I ask you something? What? If, I'm not saying that you can or you cannot, but if you had the opportunity to get lap band, would you have done it a year ago?
No.
Okay, so you
wanted to do it yourself.
No. You didn't want to do it yourself.
I just, first of all, I mean, I lost 40 pounds, which I don't think, to me, when I hear about the lap band and gastric bypass and all that stuff, I think those are methods for people who are like
severely
obesely overweight. People who need to lose 100 plus pounds or more.
Mm-hmm.
I would never have put her in that category, you know, but her family made that an option. Her dad made it an option. We heard him say it on TV. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that is a quick, easy way out.
I just think, to me, surgery is surgery, and just seeing all the celebrities out there, or even these women, Melissa Gorga has a boob job. All these people have surgeries. They all do, pretty much. I mean, if, you know, Jacqueline's maybe is a lift or what, a reduction, whatever. But either way, everyone does it for their confidence. And I say, more so, this wasn't even, it's in vanity, maybe, but for health reasons, she obviously needed to lose weight as well.
She did.
It's a weight loss thing.
Yeah.
Okay,
I don't disagree with that.
No, but I like to hear both sides. Anyways, I want people to go on iTunes and tell us what they think, because I want to know if people think it was okay or not okay.
Okay,
I think it was perfectly fine, and you guys don't. So I like to hear what other people say.
Well, my question is this. Now, was this season a setup for her to kind of put her weight out there, for her to be like, well, I tried, she did not try. She's eating a salad with pepperoni and cheese. Now, let me tell you something.
At least she's not eating the pizza.
That's not the point.
You know how hard that is? There's pizza in front of you.
Okay, you know what's hard?
I can do that.
Is that, you know what? I'm not overweight. But, you know, there was a time where I was heavier than what I was now. And I still, it's a struggle for me to maintain where I'm at. And over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I did a juice cleanse. Because, I just feel better when I, you know, kind of flush out these toxins. And I feel my best when I'm at a certain weight.
Right.
And I get it. But you know what? It's hard. It's not, I'm not saying that it's not hard for her. It's hard. But you know, there's all these gimmicks out there, like take this pill, it'll change your life, or, you know, do this, do that. But you know, you gotta do it old fashioned way, because the lap band, that's something that could reverse.
And she's already said in this article that she's already gone in to have it like loosened up a little bit.
Why?
She said that in the article.
Because she wants to lose more weight.
Because now she's trying to lose more weight, but she wants to do it quote unquote on her own. I'm not really quite sure what that means.
That's a little,
I don't know what that means, but I don't know. I'm on the fence. Well, no, I'm not even on the fence about what this is doing.
You know, the study with obesity and being overweight is a disease. It's a psychological disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because you're like, oh my God, I'm gonna physically like die if I don't eat. It's because it's mentally something.
Yeah, it's like an addiction. She has an addiction.
Right.
But that's why even better that she had something that could literally cure her to not overeat, because it's in her head.
But she just got it loosened.
But it's a quick fix.
It's a quick
fix. Of course it is. Everything is. Every kind of surgery is a quick fix
nowadays.
You know there's like skinny people that get liposuction and people that don't even admit it, which I'm so glad she actually did.
I just feel like you're on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. You've got this great platform. Why not like reach out to Weight Watchers or Jenny
Craig?
Well,
she claims that she did
claim that she's done those, but I'm like, why not reach out to one of those
vehicles? But you think Mariah Carey that really did whatever Jenny Craig was all natural? I don't think so.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
you do?
I don't think Mariah. Well, Mariah's not a size 2, saying like, oh, you know.
No, but she's still. I mean, did you see the pictures of her?
I mean, she's a health. I mean, she looks great.
She looks great.
Know?
She looks great. I just feel like Jennifer Hudson.
That might be real.
I think it's totally real.
I don't know. I just like to see people that actually do it and admit to it. Because I don't think
I'm very happy that she admitted to it. Because you're right. She could have easily pulled a Star Jones. Sorry, Star.
Right.
But she could have easily pulled one of those and been like, oh, I took vitamins and drank shakes. You know what I mean? She could have did that and she didn't. But I don't know about the message that it sends to other people. Because she's a young girl. I mean, how old is Lauren? She's 20-something. She's in her early 20s, you know. So, and she's very, you know, that's impressionable to young girls watching this show.
Well, and also what I'm saying is that she's privileged. She comes from a family that has money, and she has the resources to get a trainer, to go to a gym, to eat the freshest produce out there. Do you understand what I mean?
Right.
So what the hell are these girls in the Midwest going to do that don't have these resources? You know what I mean?
They're going to stick their fingers down their throat.
Yes. So that's
Please don't do that. Well, all right. I guess we've stated our opinions. Lauren, we think you look fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, we wish you well. We wish you health and happiness. Hopefully, do we think her and Vito gonna stay together?
Vito's gonna love that. He's gonna love that.
She is giving Vito some props.
Now
but,
she's
know,
looking
when you're
slim
all, like,
and trim.
Shiny
do you think she? Yeah, shiny new dime is gonna be looking for another shiny new dime in the club.
Oh,
what?
Man.
So we wish Lauren well, and let's get on to some other news and gossip. Okay, so I checked out the blogs this week. I don't know if you guys got a chance to look at the blogs, but there's some interesting stuff on there. Which dig a little deeper into what we saw on camera and kind of, you know, let us know, like, what the real deal is. So just a quick clip from Jacqueline Larita. She says, from what I was hearing from some of our mutual friends, I was starting to question whether or not our friendship was even real, and she's talking about Teresa, or if she just needed me as an ally on this show. I heard she wasn't pleased with me because I wasn't joining her army in her fight against her family. What do we think about that statement?
I don't think that's true.
But this is coming from...
This is Jacqueline Larita from her blog.
But I don't think that that's true. I think Teresa did love Jacqueline.
Yeah,
okay,
I think
she
so
wasn't
too.
Just being an ally for the show.
No, and like the whole thing about them being accessories, like, no. Like,
I think Teresa's the type of woman that needs some direction. I mean, she's just always so spacey, like, huh, what?
Yeah.
What? You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's just her personality. I don't think Jacqueline should have... I think Jacqueline should have had that conversation with her before she ended their friendship.
Well, it is what it is at this point. We'll see.
Tabby
Tabby. All right. And then from Caroline Manzo's blog on BravoTV.com, she says, I have one simple request, and that's to stop the hate and arguing on social media sites. And I'm going to interject really quickly.
I don't know if I was
her
too
hair?
High.
Oh.
No, I actually
a little
know,
hydraulics
I
on
down.
The chair. And just something I wanted to point out is that usually right before the episode airs on Sundays, all the housewives will tweet. Well, this week, Caroline refused to tweet during the episode because of all the hate going on. So I'm going to finish this quote. She says, the show is meant to entertain, not cause World War III. A healthy debate is fine. Hate is not acceptable. Not towards me, Teresa, or any of the other ladies, and especially amongst the viewers. Play nice with other children.
What do you think about that?
Does that kind of help vindicate her on the fight with the deck? What do you think? That comment?
I think she's actually saying, like, she just doesn't want... She might see how she reacted to it, maybe isn't proud necessarily of how she... I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking... It's not just... She's not saying towards her. She's saying Teresa,
no,
too.
No, yeah,
so
exactly.
Good. Like,
I
she's
think
saying,
she's
like,
just saying, in general, people are, like, throwing around hate like that.
Right,
stuff like
I think
that.
That's,
right.
I think it's
I
a
think
good, like,
a
little...
Very commendable. Like, thank
yeah.
you. This is a Caroline that I love.
And you know,
right?
Caroline doesn't Caroline. Tweet. There's something wrong.
I know, right?
Like, what Chris and Alvy did, and they called her, and she just hung up. You guys remember that? You guys don't remember that.
No, I do.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was a funny part.
All right. Now, then from Teresa.
Wait, what? When he crank called her?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
on the radio show.
It was so funny.
funny.
No, yeah. When they were eating pizza.
Delayed reaction, guys.
You know that's too much vodka for you, boo.
Yeah, seriously. You guys are just sitting there looking at me.
It's water.
Lauren's like, I haven't heard from mom in a few days. They're like, well, just let's call her and hang out.
Yeah.
So, okay. Hello? He's like, oh, she's alive.
She's alive. And that was it. End of scene. I love that.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah. I'm drinking water for the record. That's what's in my cup.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I really
Mazel.
Am.
Okay.
Mazel.
Andy Cohen, why'd you call in? Anyway. Okay. So, Teresa. So, let's get to her blog post because it's juicy, y'all.
Let's battle
it's
the juicy. Paper and the microphone.
Okay. Now, first of all, the title of her blog is You Can't Argue with Crazy. Mm-hmm. Now, she goes, who wouldn't? I do believe that Jacqueline was upset and slowly breaking down, but it was not because of an obviously fake story that obviously didn't bother me. She's talking about the whole going to jail thing. All right. So what was it? Maybe it was upsetting her at blah, blah, blah. Maybe it was upsetting her that at the exact same time her ex-husband John Madison Matt Holmes, I don't know how you get Matt as a nickname with John, but anyway, maybe his middle name
Ashley's
is Matthew. Ashley's father, who we saw in the last episode, he was arrested with his wife for a long list of things. Funny that Jacqueline, great friend who tells her friends everything, never said a word about it. So now she's bringing in some personal shit that we didn't see on the
Teresa
show.
Teresa just did dirty style right here.
That was dirty.
That was dirty.
But it's like, you throw out a fist. Why can't she fight back? Jacqueline did it first. I mean, you know, in that sense, too. I can't believe I'm defending Teresa this much.
She put all their stuff out there. She threw it under the bus. But for real,
if they're, you know, bitching about Teresa not telling them things, well, it's kind of like tit for tat. Like,
I get it, but do you think it was, we never would have known this had she not put it in the blog. Because it wasn't on the episode.
Right. I know.
Never would have known that her ex-husband and his wife were arrested.
Right. But then it comes down to the point of, like, what's right and what's wrong. I mean, obviously, you can fight back and forth for days. Like, it's kind of like maybe Teresa should have kept her mouth shut. It's a tricky one. But she also feels ambushed, and she's showing her side, and she's, exposing other people.
That was dirty.
That was dirty.
Because that's Ashley's father. And I think just at the end of the day, she's hurting
I understand that. But you know what? It's Teresa against Melissa, Kathy, Caroline, Jacqueline.
Right.
She's gonna pull dirty.
Right.
She's gonna pull dirty.
It's like five against one.
Fit of the fittest or whatever. One. Fight of the fittest or
survival of the fittest.
Survival of the fittest.
The strong survive.
And then heckle and jide.
Heckle and jide.
So we all heard about this Danielle Staub drama. How Jacqueline
Shady.
Jacqueline accused. Okay, so Jacqueline accused Teresa of tweeting Danielle Staub.
Right.
So I'm gonna read this. This is also from Teresa's blog. She goes, I also never, ever tweeted Danielle anything regarding Jacqueline's daughter, Ashley. I don't know what she was talking about there. You all know I don't go near any of the Holmes family, including crazy grandmas, on Twitter. The only time I've ever tweeted Danielle was after I was on Watch What Happens Live. Here's the story. Caroline was on Watch What Happens Live the week before me, so 2 weeks before this episode, okay? And Andy asked her who was worse, Danielle or Kim G. Now, we all know who Kim G is, right? Kim G is Albie's friend's mother, okay? Right?
No.
Well, there's Kim G and Kim D.
Kim G is basically best friends with Teresa and is her biggest fan.
Right. Well, Kim G. One owns Posh and one is the mother of
the mother is the one that got in the fight. Kim D, I think.
Kim G.
Kim G is like the current one.
Oh, yeah. Kim G has got the crazy breast implants. Okay, got it. All right. So Caroline surprised the world when she said without hesitation, Kim G was worse. Everyone was shocked. The blogs went crazy. Didn't Danielle do something super evil to Caroline's family? No. So we are talking about.
Hang on. That is the wrong one.
Yeah, Kim G. It's her son's Albie's best friend. It's his mother. Okay.
Got it.
All right, so how could that be worse than anything her son's friend's mother ever did? Yeah, so there we go.
Yeah.
So basically she's clearing it up. And then at the end I just posted a couple different tweets from Danielle about, like, essentially it sounds like Melissa Gorga and Danielle Staub were tweeting each other.
2 years ago.
A while ago.
That's so shady.
But 2 years ago?
Yeah. She wasn't even on the show then.
No, she wasn't.
So why is she tweeting Danielle?
Melissa?
Melissa. Melissa was tweeting Danielle. That's shady.
Well, here's one tweet. This is from Danielle Staub. @BravoAndy@BravoTV. Is this true? Maybe I should show everyone what @MelissaGorga wrote my Facebook inbox about Teresa. Okay, so she was talking shit about her a long time ago.
Woo! She was planting her seeds. What did I tell you guys? She is manipulative.
I know.
She goes,
did you ever tell Teresa you were contacting me constantly? Another one. Did you tell Tree you wanted to come on with me last season to get back at her, and every time you and Tree's brother begged me to come back on with me, I said no.
Ooh. See, that's some dirty, and,
right,
dirty.
Right.
See, do you guys understand why?
I'm like on team either or right now, but I'm definitely like, if I'm
and you know what? I'm sorry. I hate when she goes, I'm a knockout, or, you know.
Oh, the beginning scene?
Yeah, I'm like, first of all, that tacky freaking dress that you're wearing and that the beginning of that with that lace up. No.
I know.
Your boob drop?
Yeah. It looks crazy.
One's in Jersey and one's in fucking New York, okay? So let's
all right,
just,
that was
okay.
good. That was good. And Jacqueline's, though, I don't like that one either. Just for
yeah, I don't,
just to put it out there. I'm a Vegas girl. I always call your bluff. No, like, you're in Jersey.
You call the bluff once.
But you're in Jersey. You're not Vegas. I don't like that. It confused me.
This is true.
Just wanted to throw that little fun fact out there.
Well, you guys, this was such a juicy episode.
It was a very juicy episode.
Everyone's juicy.
Now, although we are drinking water, going forward, we're going to give you guys a special...
Drink word.
You guys could enjoy water with us.
Yay!
And every time you'll have to take a sip.
A sip.
Well, I think it's time for predictions for next week.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Now, 3 weeks ago, didn't I say that they're going to end up in therapy together?
You did, and that's what's coming.
Pizza for everyone.
Except for Lauren Manzo. But she ain't going to eat pizza.
No, she can't.
She's got that band. But no, you're right. It sounds like Joe and his sister are off to the physical therapist.
Yep.
No, we actually need real therapy.
Yes.
And it also looks like Jacqueline and Teresa are like
dunzo
yeah. for real.
Teresa snaps at her. I see that. And that just probably throws Jacqueline over the edge. So
yeah.
I see that happening.
I think it's really, really done. So that's what we have to look forward to. And I'm sure next week's episode isn't going to be any less juicy than the rest of them have been. I'm sure there'll be lots of fights and drama and pepperoni slaying.
Ashley, come in.
Get your ass in here.
And everybody else,
promote,
for that matter. Allie,
promote
Chris,
whatever you're
whatever.
Yeah,
right now.
Come in here, promote. You have the biggest platform to promote to all of our fans on iTunes, on YouTube. We would love to have you. Please come and join us. And Kelly Osborne, we want you to join us too, because we know that
Yay.
You are a huge fan of the show.
Anyone who wants to
come. Yeah. So you guys, tell us what you're up to this week. Anything going on? What's happening?
Auditioning, watching shows, catching up, you know. Yeah. Getting in tune with our gossip over here. Follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn. That's ItsSusanHahn. And I want to give a shout out to Adrian Watchtower Base.
Shout out, Adrian.
Adrian is our biggest fan. Thank you, Adrian.
And we're not talking about the Adrian on the table. I'm Adrian Vero. He's Adrian Watchtower. So there you go. Shout out to him. And I'm Adrian_Vero. So you can find me there. Follow me. I just got hired at Fox Sports Radio.
Woo!
So that's my other little thing going.
Nice.
That's nice.
That's
yes.
really nice. Cool.
Thank you.
You guys can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. You can also find me at GoToGirlTV.com. I'm just starting to do new webisodes, so check them out on there. I give you all kinds of great budget tips for getting makeup and dinners and trips and all kinds of fun stuff. So check that out when you get a chance. But we'll see you guys next week.
Next week.
We can't wait. It's going to be fun.
From Bing.com, executive producer Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.